First Base Model Metris Worker Cargo Van excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
It's a big day for the Iowa baseball program. What does it mean for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes moving forward? We discuss. Join us, 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
It'd be great to have him back another year, but, you know, odds of that happening with the season he's having probably isn't good. So we're all, really trying to enjoy the time we do have him.
That was Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller during the season talking about first baseman Jake Adams, and his words proved prophetic today, the second day of the Major League Baseball draft. Welcome into the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, and on the other side of the glass, we've got our producer Kyle Mann, who's been working hard the last couple days trying to get us some MLB draft-related guests. We're not going to hit Jake Adams tonight, but he is having a teleconference today at 4:30, and we are doing our best. I think we've got it arranged so that we're going to be able to hear a little bit of his conversation. If you're just joining us here on KGYM, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you on 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's our South Gym. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the main gym, which can be heard all across eastern Iowa. All three frequencies last night, you heard the Golden State Warriors dispatch of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the NBA Finals now in the books. We'll talk a little bit about that today. But the main story, the Major League Baseball draft, day two of three, and a little bit of history for the Iowa baseball program. The first time since 1992 that the Hawkeyes have had two players taken in the top 10 rounds of the draft. They went within minutes of one another today. Kind of fun to see, but Jake Adams set to become a member of the Houston Astros organization after he was taken in the sixth round today with the 181st pick. And then I think it was about five selections later, Mason McCoy winds up being drafted by the Baltimore Orioles.
Mason McCoy last year felt that he was snubbed not getting drafted after his junior season. He comes back for his senior season, has a great year. He gets drafted in the sixth round, and I think we all knew that Jake Adams had worked himself into the top 10 rounds. After about the fifth round, that's when I started paying attention and looking out for his name. But what a great season he had, and I think it's all but done. It actually might be done that he's going to be turning professional as of right now and beginning his professional career. And hopefully we can see him in Quad Cities, in the Quad Cities very soon.
That's where the Colonels are going to be tonight to take on the Quad Cities River Bandits, Class A affiliate of the Houston Astros. We'll catch up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins. You'll hear from him coming up at the bottom of the hour. The magic number for the Colonels is 6 when it comes to clinching a Midwest League playoff berth. Of top two teams get in the first half, and the Colonels looking to do so. They have never, the Cedar Rapids Ball Club, I say the Colonels, Reds, Giants, all the way back, they have never qualified for the Midwest League playoffs 5 seasons in a row. They're looking to do it this year, and that would be all 5 seasons they've been affiliated with the Minnesota Twins, who last night took a high school shortstop, Royce Lewis, with the first overall selection. We'll talk a little bit about him with Tommy. And then Brent Rooker went with the second selection that the Twins held. 23-year-old outfielder out of Mississippi State, semifinalist along with Jake Adams for the Golden Spikes Award as best college player in baseball. And I would think as a 23-year-old college senior, you would probably have a really good chance of seeing him pass through Cedar Rapids this year at some point with the Colonels. He's going to be a little bit too old for rookie ball in Elizabethton, but if you got a chance, if you're not a Twins fan, look him up. He put up video game numbers this year for the Bulldogs program.
Now, for a lot of people that aren't quite privy to the minor league system, and especially the Twins system, a lot of organizations have a couple of rookie ball teams, or like a rookie ball team and then a short season A ball team. The Twins do not. So the options would be Elizabethton or Cedar Rapids, whereas another organization would have another short season team in between those two levels.
Well, yeah, they've got two rookie level teams, basically. The Gulf Coast League and then Elizabethton, which is in the Appalachian League, which is viewed as usually a little bit slower than, say, the New York Penn League or a couple of the other short season leagues, the Northwest League. The Pioneer League, which was Cedar Rapids' feeder when they were an Angels team, also kind of viewed as a little bit slower than the New York Penn and the Northwest League, but that's where you typically send a lot of your college players. And I think that's one of the reasons why when you look at the Twins' success in Elizabethton, it's because they've sent a lot of college players there, more out of necessity than anything else. Costs a lot of money to have that extra team and a roster, another 25 guys and coaches and all of that. But you're starting to see some teams play around with adding an extra rookie affiliate here and there. And, you know, it's all about, these guys are lottery tickets is basically what they are. And if you accumulate enough of them, I think there was a quote, and I can't remember who to attribute it to, but it was with regard to college pitching. And it was basically, you've got to draft 10 in order to get two. And if you draft 10 pitchers, maybe two of them get to the major leagues. It's just a game of numbers. But it was actually seven picks in between Jake Adams and Mace McCoy. McCoy went 188th overall to the Baltimore Orioles. Really interesting scenario there. As a player who Rick Heller was worried 2 years ago was going to get drafted coming out of the Northwoods League as signed as a free agent coming off a tremendous season. I think he won the batting title in the Northwoods League, ultimately didn't sign a free agent deal, which aren't worth a whole lot of dollars to players. You don't get very much money when you're signing as a non-drafted free agent. So McCoy got to campus, had two really good years for the Hawkeyes, and then is drafted by the Orioles. Sixth round slot money, you're looking at about $250,000 there, give or take, depending on what pick you're selected at. Now, you mentioned Jake Adams. He has said that he is planning on signing with the Astros and has already plotted his itinerary. He's going to be joining them at their complex in, I believe, Kissimmee, Florida, unless the Astros have moved, next week sometime. So Jake Adams has said that he is going to be leaving. I don't think this comes as a surprise to anybody, but kind of puts that quote from Rick Heller at the top of the program into a little bit more context. We know what we've got here. Let's enjoy him while he was here. He led the NCAA in home runs. And a couple people on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line wondering about that reference that I made to the last time that the Hawkeyes have had two players drafted in the top 10 rounds of the Major League Baseball draft. 1992, Danen Hughes, the former two-way standout, terrific member of the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL, as well as former baseball player, third-round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers, actually played really well in the Pioneer League with the Helena Brewers. I think he hit over 300, and then the next year he chose to make football his full-time profession. Although if you talk to Danen, who did an outstanding job on the Big Ten Network as the color commentator during the Big Ten baseball tournament, Danen loved baseball, but I think he made the right choice with the NFL. There's no guarantee that he ever would have made the major leagues. And then a guy that we've talked about in regards to Jake Adams, Brett Backlund, the only other Hawkeye to win Big Ten Player of the Year honors, was a fifth-round draft pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 1992. So you got to go all the way back to 92 to find the last time that the Iowa baseball program had two players selected in the top 10 rounds. Now, Nick Gallagher is still out there. The Iowa City West product is expected to be the next Iowa player to probably hear his name called. And I would think that that would come tomorrow. I don't think he goes inside the top 10 rounds, but I'm wrong way more often than I'm right, as the text line will remind you. Speaking of being wrong, I'm sure that Sonny in Iowa City is listening, but he was clinging to that Cavs in seven prediction like a lifeboat in the middle of the ocean. But unfortunately, the Sharks swirled last night, and Golden State wound up prevailing. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, how many NBA championships will the Golden State Warriors win over the next five seasons? It's a super team. Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to Home Depot, a super place to watch your favorite sporting event. Maybe just go in and get something cold to drink because you want the world to leave you alone. Check them out there in person. Vote in the poll question, KGYMradio.com.
How much of the NBA Finals did you catch?
Enough to get a sense of why I don't like to watch the NBA, period. Not just the finals, but as I saw last night on social media, a lot of people were making the comment about unsteady officiating. And that's always a question mark when it comes to the NBA because you've got the conspiracy theorists out there who, by the way, are awfully quiet today.
They are. They're awfully quiet, including Tim Donaghy, the shamed official who predicted that the NBA was going
Adam Silver was going to push this to a sixth game. But in the end, there was no stopping Golden State. And so the Warriors win, and now everybody's talking about placing them on the mantle, history's great teams, and I'm fine with that. They're a great team, and we'll see what they wind up doing, but has been pointed out, we've seen super teams come and go, and the shelf life is relatively short. They will burn out. Someone will leave. Someone will get disgruntled. Someone's skills will decline. But I'm looking at Golden State, and I'm thinking it may be a year or two before that happens because that's a tremendous roster that they've got assembled there. Steve Kerr, depending on his health, if he chooses to stick with coaching, I wouldn't want to leave that roster, but how many titles does Golden State win over the next 5 years? 319-366-1600, again, doubling as the Emil's Hideaway poll question today. Keep that number handy, by the way, because we've got a prize pack from the Freedom Festival that we're going to give away to you shortly before 5 o'clock tonight. As a matter of fact, yeah, we will do that here in hour number one. That much I can promise you. A big day for a couple other Iowa products with ties to the Major League Baseball draft. Daniel Tillo out of Sioux City was taken in the third round by the Kansas City Royals. I believe so. Two-sport standout. He has told Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register, who's going to be joining us on tomorrow's program, that he's going to sign with the Royals for $560,000, so a nice payday there. And then John Swanda out of Des Moines Roosevelt, a fourth-round pick today by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He is a Nebraska commitment, but he has also indicated to members of the media that he intends to sign a pro contract. So Darren Erstad losing one of the key members of his recruiting class. And speaking of recruiting classes, we'll keep an eye on things with regard to the Iowa baseball class. And the last time that we talked with Rick Heller, Rick was mentioning the fact that that was one of his concerns, was you never know where your incoming class is going to go in the draft. Some of those guys may hear their names called tomorrow when the draft wraps up. 319-366-1600. Let's stick with the NBA discussion here. Head to Iowa City and bring John on board. John, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents on the Warriors in the next 5 years. I can see them making it to 4 more finals and bringing home 3 more championships in the next 5 years.
That doesn't sound crazy, does it, Alex?
It doesn't. And thank you for the phone call, John.
They may not win every year they get there, but who's going to stop them?
I don't know who's going to beat them. I could see them winning 3 or 4 more championships, and it all depends on whether one of these big four decides that he wants to be the center of attention, wants to be a star on another team, and Jets. If that doesn't happen, I don't know who's going to beat this team. Because you saw the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we'll get into this later in the show, but you saw the Cleveland Cavaliers having to expend all of their energy offensively to try to keep up with the scoring from the Golden State Warriors. They got tired out defensively. They gave up way too many easy chances, and it still wasn't enough, regardless of the fact that that the Cavaliers have the greatest player in the world right now. So unless maybe a Paul George or a Klay Thompson once decides they want to go to Cleveland, I don't know who's going to beat the Golden State Warriors.
Now, stick with me on this one. What if the University of Iowa put a Tiger Hawk on the water tower by Kinnick Stadium? Would that somehow slow Golden State? Could that possibly affect the next 5 years?
I haven't come up with a theory as to how that could happen, but I'm sure there's one out there.
Stick with me here, folks. We're going to work through this theory. No, we're actually not. It's 4:20. I'll tell you what, Kyle is a busy man. He's going to be joining us shortly for your very first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Colonels manager Tommy Watkins with us at the bottom of the hour. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com is with us tonight as well. We've got a lot of Major League Baseball to talk about with Ed. And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the new leadoff hitter for the Chicago Cubs today. If you haven't heard, Joe Maddon is going to bat Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot against the New York Mets tonight.
I thought you were going to say Joe Maddon is going to bat leadoff for the Chicago Cubs tonight.
Well, you know,
nothing would surprise me at this point.
He's tried a lot of things. Albert Almora Jr. is in the lineup tonight, too, which I know makes a lot of Cub fans happy. We'll talk a little bit about that with Kyle and more today before 7 o'clock. We want you to join the program, though. 319-366-1600. That doubles as the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And a very nice tribute to Arlo on the gym class earlier today. Certainly looking forward to hearing Scott Unash's recollections with Scott Westerberg, our pal from TV9 was in the studios earlier today, so look for Scott. It's not often that you see radio guys actually on TV. It never worked really well for Tyler and me when we were on Channel 2. I wasn't a big fan of that because the camera adds more than 10 pounds.
I thought that was a good segment. That was when you guys were breaking down your brackets, right?
Eating out for lunch 5 times a week adds a lot more than the camera adds, too. So I guess I've got my own problems there. But yeah, it was fun. There was always a little slapdash. I don't think there was a ton of thought and preparation that went into it, but the inevitable emails and comments that we would get about how much we were overweight were always something to look forward to after those TV appearances. So for Scott's sake, I'm glad that he's like the skinniest guy in the building. He can do TV. I know my limitations. Believe me, I've got a number of them. That's one of them. 4:22, we'll step aside. Take a quick break. When we return, Kyle joins us in the studio with your first Big Board update of the day. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM's 3 frequencies.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan, exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan, and up to 40% off MSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and, after 2 p.m., twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
426, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Alex is happy because his Cardinals just won 6-0 today in the first game of a doubleheader against the Brewers.
Four in a row after they fired the third base coach.
But here is the kicker. And this is so hard to believe, especially on June 13th, because it's not like teams just broke from spring training yesterday. But if the Cardinals win the nightcap tonight, they'd be the only team in the National League Central with a winning record.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a lot of mediocre baseball.
Yeah, lots of it. And I'm just waiting for that one team to get hot and pull away, because I think that's what's going to happen. I'm not sold on the Brewers winning more than, 82 or 83 games. I'm really not sold on the Cardinals' ability to stay consistent throughout the rest of the year. So that leaves the Cubs to figure out their pitching issues and take off. We'll see what happens, though.
A couple other MLB draft ties to Iowa. Brian Schaefer, who was the pitcher of the year in the Big Ten at Maryland, wound up going to the Arizona Diamondbacks today in the sixth round. The Diamondbacks have an affiliate in the Midwest League, so it's quite possible that you could see him. His teammate, Kevin Smith, also went today. I think he wound up being the first Big Ten player to go off the board. And Connor Wong, who hit the home run that ended Iowa's season, the catcher for the Houston Cougars, was a third-round selection today by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kevin Smith, by the way, I didn't mention this, was selected in the fourth round by Toronto. So starting to see some Big Ten players go off the board, and certainly a monumental day with regard to the Iowa baseball program. And to see two Iowa prep players go in the top four rounds as well speaks to the improvement over the last decade or so of high school baseball here in the state. Still got a long ways to go. I think everybody would agree with me on that. But Kyle Mann joining us now in the studio. He's probably got some news related to the Iowa women's basketball team, among some other things, on his very first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Kyle, take it away.
Iowa first baseman Jake Adams was drafted on day two of the MLB draft this afternoon, coming off the board 181st overall in the sixth round by the Houston Astros. Adams' signing bonus is slotted to earn him up to $250,000. A pleasant but slightly more surprising development for the Hawkeyes, with shortstop Mason McCoy being selected shortly after at 188th overall to the Baltimore Orioles. This is the first time Iowa has had two players selected in the top 10 rounds since 1992. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will open a three-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits this evening in the Quad Cities, and first pitch is set for 6:35. Now clinging to just a half-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Colonels will have Sean Poppin on the mound, dueling with Quad Cities ace and Midwest League All-Star Carson LaRue. Poppin is 4-1, while LaRue is 7-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Former Iowa basketball assistant LaVall Jordan was officially announced as the new head coach at Butler last night, the last major domino to fall in the wake of Thad Matta's firing at Ohio State. Ball was an assistant under Todd Licklider until 2010 and served as head coach at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee last season. Cedar Rapids Prairie came up with a big sweep in a top 10 matchup with Cedar Falls yesterday as the number 7 Hawks defeated the number 5 Tigers 9-0 and 18-8. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the Twins hosting the Mariners starting at 7 o'clock. It'll be Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Twins and Christian Bergman for the Mariners. That'll be on 107.5, the North Gym.
The Mariners playing some very good baseball right now. I know we talk a lot about them with Jack Dom on Fridays when he joins us at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. and listened to a little bit of the Twins broadcast last night. They had Royce Lewis on them, the number one overall pick in the draft, to join the broadcast for a couple minutes last night. Certainly sounds like a very interesting kid, well-rounded, and I would expect him to sign rather quickly with the Twins and jump into professional baseball. Another note to pass along, the Iowa women's basketball program announcing today that guard Bree Serra is leaving the program. 31 games this season for Lisa Bluter's squad. She had 18 starts, only averaged 2 points and 2.1 rebounds, but that backfield, the backcourt, I'm already in football mode. Listen to me. I was talking to somebody in the office today about Big Ten Football Media Day. I'm getting my seasons jumbled here. The backcourt was going to be pretty crowded there, so Lisa Bluter allowing her transfer, sent out a brief comment about her release in the press release, said she appreciates the contributions that Bree made to the team, both on and off the court. They wish her the best of luck as she pursues a career closer to home. So perhaps a clue about where the Wisconsin native will be heading.
Now, we have about 1 minute before we have to hit a bottom-of-the-hour SportsCenter update, but we're going to have Tommy Watkins on after that SportsCenter update. And I kind of want to ask him about the prospects of next year and coaching the number one overall pick and then possibly having another first-round pick in the outfield, something we've been talking about for the last 2 or 3 weeks when we've had Tommy on the air. Now it's a reality.
Lots of baseball tonight as well, but you're going to hear from Kyle and Alex coming up as well in hour number two with regard to last night's NBA Finals, Golden State closing out the Cleveland Cavaliers. And an interesting, I guess you can call it a statistic factoid. I don't know how you want to term it, but there's a correlation between when LeBron James loses in the NBA Finals and the fortunes of the Alabama Crimson Tide. More of the Todd Bromelkamp Show on the way after this.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Warriors and their fans are probably still celebrating after wrapping up another NBA title Monday night. The official city celebration will be on Thursday morning with a downtown parade in Oakland. Warriors coach Steve Kerr was able to coach the team on the floor for the last four games after returning from a lengthy medical leave. Warriors GM Bob Myers says he's confident Kerr will be able to coach next season. Redskins running back Matt Jones reports for the team's mandatory minicamp this week. Jones has asked to be cut or traded. One baseball final today. The Cardinals shut out the Brewers 6-0. Jose Martinez with two home runs. He drives in three. Lance Lynn goes five scoreless for the win. Blue Jays second baseman Devin Travis is out after surgery on his right knee. The team isn't giving an exact timetable yet for his return. Philly second baseman Cesar Hernandez will be out for about 6 weeks with a strained left oblique. Astros outfielder Josh Reddick still getting tested after suffering a concussion in last night's game with the Rangers.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, TV host and entrepreneur. I own a construction and design business, and I never want to turn down a job because I don't have enough capital for hiring or to buy equipment. That's why Kabbage is so important. Kabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds whenever you need them. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Kabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Go to kabbage.com/boss or 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K. 888-CABBAGE.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Guys, step up your routine with an incredible game-changing shave from Dollar Shave Club. They help you look and feel your best. Plus, with Father's Day right around the corner, there's no better gift than a membership to Dollar Shave Club. And for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month, and you can only get this offer at dollarshaveclub.com/Jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jones.
It's the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn back here on KGYM, all three frequencies, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are getting to know eastern Iowa pretty well in the month of June between playing home games at Veterans Memorial Stadium against the likes of the Burlington Bees and then taking road trips to places like Davenport in the Quad Cities, where they'll be tonight to take on the River Bandits. Colonels manager Tommy Watkins joining us on the program now. And Tommy, I want to go ahead and get started here by asking you the question that's been bothering me for the last week since the last time that we talked with you. Why did Jalen Davis get snubbed for the Midwest League All-Star game this year?
You know, I don't know. I think they did the voting a little earlier in the year, and then he went on that tear, and he hit 6 home runs in a week or 3-4 days. So I think that voting was already done before then.
Were you happy to see the other guys get All-Star nods?
Yeah, I was happy to see all the guys, get the nod to go to All-Star game. You know, I was disappointed in Jalen, and I think Aaron Whitefield made a case to make it as well.
4 starters, though, that's pretty impressive, including Mitchell Cranson, who we had on the program last week, who said nothing but nice things about you, Tommy, just in case you didn't hear that.
I appreciate it.
Tommy, 6 games remaining in the first half. You guys have a 1-game lead, and then there's just a 2-game separation between the top 3 teams. What's it going to take for your team to come out on top?
I think this is a big series coming up tonight against Quad Cities. I think if we take 2 out of 3, I think we'll be sitting pretty good, but just try to play our best and, you know, win or lose, leave it all out there on the field.
How much do the guys focus on that at this level, the winning and trying to lock up a playoff spot, when a lot of them know that maybe they won't even be here for the playoffs?
Well, I think they know and I think they care about it. I was talking to JP the other day, he asked how many championships have I won. I say I've only won once and only had the chance to play for about 3 or 4, so it's a pretty tough thing to do. So I think as they, start to play and after each year, I think they'll understand how important it is to try to, have a chance to play in the playoffs.
Does that change anything you do as far as maybe how you manage the lineup or put the lineup out there, maybe thinking about pinch hitting or anything, or do you just stick to the game plan that the Twins have given you?
I pinch hit once this year. Was thinking about doing it the other day. I don't think it changes anything. I think we do things the same way we've been doing them all year. I don't think there's any need to change now.
How much latitude are you given by the Twins to manage to win as opposed to manage to develop? Because that's an issue that comes up a lot of time at the minor league level. You'll have fans in the stands on Thursday yelling for you to go take the pitcher out. They may not understand it's about pitch counts and that guy getting his work in. But how much latitude do you get to actually make decisions based on whether or not you can win a game?
They give us free rein to do whatever we want to do. You know, it is about development, but we want to develop winners too. So I think winning goes along with developing.
The offense against Burlington was hot the first two games, then kind of went cold the last two games. Did you notice a difference approach-wise, or was this just a matter of things kind of evening out?
You know, baseball, it evens out, but I think we gave a lot of at-bats away. Not taking anything from the pitches over there in Burlington, but, you know, the plans were a little backwards. We made a lot of quick outs early in the counts, just not really getting our pitches. Yeah, totally different the first two games and the last two.
Colonels manager Tommy Watkins joining us here on the Todd Brawley Camp Show. Colonels are back in town this weekend. Yesterday's game, Alex alluded to it, you guys are getting no hit going into the eighth inning. At what point as the manager do you realize what's going on?
About the second inning. man, we've been like that a couple times this year where one game we went to like sixth or seventh without a hit. And then we came on and got a couple there. But you know what happens? It's a part of baseball. And I don't think nobody wants to get no hit or, you know, a perfect game thrown on them. So I'm glad we got that hit in the eighth.
The MLB draft got underway yesterday. And I'm just going to ask you generally, when you have a college player who is kind of coming in on the fast track, how is his development a little different from a high school player who is just kind of getting his feet wet in minor league baseball?
You know, I think it's the same development. High school guys, they take a different road. I don't know. You know, a lot of times they start in the Gulf Coast League, whereas an older college guy, you could see him at this level or maybe Fort Myers. But I think it's about the same. I think the college guys just a little ahead of the high school guys in age.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess with a noon game yesterday. Maybe you tried to squeeze in a round of golf before going home. Did you pay attention to any of the MLB draft last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't play golf yesterday, but Dink, JP, and myself, along with Sam Plaza, we all watched the draft yesterday. So we had a good time just hanging out and getting a chance to relax.
How much do you guys know internally? Do they clue you in on what they were thinking? Because by the time the draft rolled around, people pretty much knew it was Brendan McKay or Royce Lewis. The Twins had a choice to make, and they ultimately went with the high school kid.
We watched videos a little bit in spring training and in the off season, but you know, I didn't have an idea who they were going to pick. So we have like just a list of guys that maybe they were thinking about, but we don't know much about it.
Do you know much about Rooker, the player that they took with the second pick? Because I think as a 23-year-old college guy who put up great numbers, he's a kid that you may actually have a chance of working with this year.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched some video on him this morning. Looks like a big kid, like an athlete. I think I read that he was a football player and basketball player, so sounds like he's a pretty good athlete.
Todd asked you this a couple of weeks ago, the possibility of managing a number one pick. Now that it's here and now that there's a possibility of that, what are your thoughts on not only possibly managing a number one pick, but having another first-round pick in your outfield next year?
Oh, I think it'd be cool. Just like anybody else, those guys are exciting. You know, they got tools. That's the reason they, you know, got drafted at that number. But I think it'd be fun to get a chance to work with him.
What's the latest on Alex Kirilloff's recovery time? Do they clue you in on that, talk about his progress at rehab?
Oh, no, but from what I understood, I thought he was going to be done the whole season, but you never know. So I think he'll be back at it next year for sure.
Colonels manager Tommy Watkins joining us on the program for a few more minutes. Again, the Colonels taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits tonight. How much do you know about other teams in the league? Obviously, at this point in the season, you've played these guys a lot, but what's your familiarity level on a day-to-day basis with teams like Quad Cities that you're going up against tonight?
You know, we know as much as just playing against them and, you know, researching the players. But a team like the Rays, we play a lot of, so we get to know a lot of those guys, whereas we play them in spring training, we play them in instructional league, we got them in every level in the minor league, so we get to know those guys a lot.
I want to ask you about a player that you coached, and it's Nick Gordon, who's now in Double-A and is an all-star in Double-A, and we had you on the show a couple years ago, and Tyler and Todd asked you about Nick Gordon when he was going through his struggles, and you were very positive. You said that you were confident that he'd break out of his slump. What about him made you so confident?
He's a baseball player. You know, tremendous talent. And it's something that everybody goes through. And, I don't think he's ever failed before until he got here. And, you know, you kind of sit back and laugh and watch him, but I know he's a great kid. He's mature, and I know he'll figure a way out to get through it.
One of the stories we've been talking about today is the fact that Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs has said that he's going to be batting leadoff tonight against the Mets. What are your thoughts on this new idea of how to construct a lineup? Because the old way of thinking 1 through 9 seems to have gone out the window. Different managers handle things one way or the other, but there seems to be a new school of thought as to how to build the lineup. So take me through this. You're filling out the lineup. What do you want the 1, 2, 3, 4 guys to possess? What skills?
I did some reading on, you know, batting order recommendations before the season a couple years ago. And I think the traditional, they say you put a guy at the top of the lineup with speed and a guy that you want to get on base and steal. But now they talk about on-base percentage is the most important at the leadoff spot. So the two holes is supposed to be a guy that takes pitches and, you know, smaller game, hit and run type things. Now they say the number two hitter comes up in a lot of situations that are important. And it's just different things like that. But I don't know. I just try to take, you know, with the guys I have and, I don't know, just try to put them in the best situations for them and the team.
Are you more of a fan of going with a pretty much set lineup, or do you like to mix things up and give guys different looks in the batting order, give guys days off, stuff like that?
You know, you kind of have to change it up a little bit. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, Palacios was leading all fours. He did a good job of that. I think he might have went in a little slump and moved into the two hole. He's been there ever since. Then you got guys like Whitefield was in the leadoff spot early. I think we let off Cavanaugh for a while. Just different guys jumping in. Now we got Blankenhorn in the leadoff spot. One day, I was just looking at making the lineup, and I thought about Blankenhorn. Maybe he'd get some more fastballs to hit. So I think he's taking a liking to it. He's been doing pretty good there for us, so we'll see what happens in the next week or so.
You mentioned Palacios, and he was, and I know you weren't here last year, but where has he made the biggest leap from last year here in Cedar Rapids now until this year?
For one, I think he's more confident and, you know, just a little older and learning more. They made an adjustment in his batting stance. They kind of narrowed him up a little bit. And, you know, I always talk about him putting a barrel on the ball, and he does a good job of that. And good things happen when you put the barrel on it.
Tommy, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy that bus trip over to Davenport tonight, and good luck against the River Bandits. Hopefully next week when we're talking to you, you guys have things wrapped up, and we'll be talking about the playoffs.
We hope so. So we'll see what happens these last couple of days.
All right. Appreciate the time as always, Tommy.
Hey, thank you.
And that game gets underway at 6:35 tonight at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport along the banks of the Mississippi River, where maybe in the next year or so, Iowa's Jake Adams could be depositing home runs. Although, being a left-handed hitter or a right-handed hitter, he'd have to put them over the wall in right field to get them wet. But we saw Jake in both the Big Ten tournament as well as the NCAA regionals down in Houston hit to all directions of the field with that raw power that he possesses. And Houston today couldn't pass on him in the 6th round of the draft, and certainly sounds as if it's going to be a quick signing process, and then it'll be off to Florida where he'll likely join the Tri-City Valley Cats in the New York Penn League. That's Houston's. We talked about this earlier. Houston is one of those organizations that has a Gulf Coast League team. They've got a short season team in the Appalachian League in, I believe it's Greenville. Couldn't even tell you what state that's in. I want to say North Carolina.
Sounds like North Carolina.
And then Tri-Cities, which is the Valley Cats in the New York Penn League. And then you traditionally go from Tri-City to the Quad Cities. And then on up the remainder of the chain for the Houston Astros. But we'll see how Jake Adams, I think one of the bigger question marks that some scouts had is how will that power translate to wooden bats and better pitching in the professional ranks. We'll find out soon enough, because it certainly sounds as if Jake has made his decision and probably made it known for quite some time. I don't think Houston drafts him in the sixth round if they don't think he's going to sign and go off and play professionally. So a couple of Hawkeyes off the board today, a couple prep arms from the state of Iowa also taken in the draft, and it will wrap up tomorrow. We'll see whether Nick Gallagher and some of the other Iowa Hawkeye players wind up hearing their names called as well. 4:50, not done with the baseball talk tonight. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com will be with us shortly. But right now, if your caller number 6 to 319-366-1600, you're going to be today's winner of our prize pack from the Freedom Festival. 319-366-1600. That Freedom Festival prize pack is yours. We'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Stop into 101 South Dubuque Street and wish the Dickens family congratulations on 70 years in business. After several years of using their first picks in the Major League Baseball draft to focus on hitting, Theo Epstein, Jed Hoyer, and the rest of the Cubs brass turned their attention in this year's draft to pitching. The Cubs had two selections on Monday night in the draft, using the 27th overall pick on left-hander Brendan Little and the 30th overall selection on right-hander Alex Lang. Playing for the State College of Florida, the 20-year-old Little had a fantastic season this year, striking out 133 batters in just 85 and one-third innings of work, posting a 5-3 record with a 2.53 ERA in 15 starts. Lang's season is still in progress as LSU is gearing up to play Florida State in the first game of the College World Series. The 21-year-old so far has struck out 134 in 111 innings for the Tigers. The MLB draft continued today and will wrap up tomorrow.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The next generation of power is at the Home Depot, and it's found in Ryobi One Plus tools. Right now, during Ryobi Days, buy a Ryobi One Plus lithium-ion compact drill driver kit and get another select Ryobi One Plus tool free, a $79 value. The same battery runs both tools, plus over 70 other One Plus tools. So drill it, drive it, cut it, and save during Ryobi Days, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid 5/18 through 6/22.
4:52, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 106.3 FM, KGYM's South Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency, where last night you heard the Cleveland Cavaliers fall to the Golden State Warriors as the NBA season comes to a close, and that means that we are officially into the woods, so to speak, when it comes to sports talk for at least the next month or so. And then Big Ten Media Day will roll around in Chicago, and we'll have some college football to talk about. But this is always sit back and strap it down, as Hawk Harrelson would say.
Do you have a name for this time of year?
I got a couple of them, and I don't think
okay,
I can
they're
use...
they're not arable.
They're not gotcha. Arable. I can't use any of them. This is a family show, as management likes to remind me from time to time. If it wasn't a family show, I could talk about my experiment yesterday with the blue cookies in the bistro, but I'll spare you the details. But the answer, five blue cookies. Kyle Mann back in the studio with us. That must mean one thing. It's time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update.
Iowa first baseman Jake Adams was drafted on day two of the MLB draft this afternoon, coming off the board 181st overall in the sixth round to the Houston Astros. Adams' signing bonus is slotted to earn him up to $250,000. A pleasant but slightly more surprising development for the Hawkeyes was shortstop Mason McCoy being selected shortly after, 188th overall, to the Baltimore Orioles. This is the first time Iowa has had two players selected in the top 10 rounds since 1992. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team announced a roster change this afternoon, as freshman forward Bree Sarah has been granted a release from her scholarship. Sarah started 18 games as a freshman, but will now look to continue her career closer to home in Wisconsin. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will open a three-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits this evening in the Quad Cities, and first pitch is set for 6:35. Now clinging to just a half-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Colonels will have Sean Poppin on the mound dueling with Quad Cities ace and Midwest League All-Star Carson LaRue. Poppin is 4-1, while LaRue is 7-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Former Iowa basketball assistant Laval Jordan was officially announced as the new head coach at Butler last night. Ball was an assistant under Todd Licklider until 2010. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the Twins hosting the Mariners starting at 7 o'clock. It'll be Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Twins and Christian Bergman for the Mariners. That'll be right here on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Twins have got to be feeling pretty good about that draft selection of Royce Lewis, number one overall, and we'll see what the ultimate signing bonuses wind up being for some of these selections. I didn't pay too close attention today, but the assumption was that they were going to save some money by drafting Lewis number one overall and allocate that to some of their other draft picks. One of the things that we didn't really get to talk about yesterday until after we were off the air last night, I got home, I realized that we had mentioned it, but Brendan McKay at Louisville found out on the air on the MLB Network that Tampa Bay had intended to draft him as a first baseman. And when you go back and you watch his reaction to learning that news, he doesn't seem too happy about that. So I think he probably had his sights set on pitching at the professional level.
That's interesting, because I noticed during our show yesterday, it would have been, just right around 6:30, he was trending on Twitter. And I had to do a little bit of investigation coon to find out why Brendan McKay was trending. And there was something about the fact that he was drafted and he found out his fate of what position he was going to play. So I knew that much. I have not seen his reaction yet. Was it...
just you could tell that maybe Tampa Bay hadn't communicated to him where they were thinking about starting him as a professional. Brendan McKay, for those of you who don't know, turned down the Minnesota Twins reportedly with an offer of being the number one overall selection and instead wound up going three picks later to Tampa Bay, the three-time winner of the John Olerud Award, college baseball's award for the best two-way player. John Olerud, a tremendous pitcher in college as well as a position player, ultimately wound up being a very good first baseman, although not good enough for all of those rookie cards that I hoarded during the 1990 season to pay for my years at the University of Iowa. Hour number two kicks off with a little bit of talk of leadoff man Anthony Rizzo after this.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman.